Welcome to the Story Worthy Podcast. Here are your hosts, Christine Blackburn and Hannes Finney.
Welcome to Story Worthy. I am Christine Blackburn, and I'm here with
Hannes Finney, and we're coming to you from Cash Cabin Studios in Hendersonville, Tennessee.
That's right, and that's right near Nashville, isn't it, Hannes?
It is. It is a, I believe it's about 15 miles outside of Nashville. I've been there several times. Mm-hmm. Not to Hendersonville, but I believe Hendersonville is where Johnny Cash is. If you saw the movie, I think that's where that he built that house.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That eventually burned down, unfortunately.
But it's called, what was the movie called?
Movie's called Walk the Line.
Walk the Line, that's right. Oh, that was a good movie, man.
That was a good movie.
And we're talking about Johnny Cash. We're talking about the Cash Cabin because tonight we have one of my all-time favorite chick rock and rollers, Hannes. Did you know this?
I did know this.
Did you know I love chick music?
You told me right before. Well, you love the chick music. I know that.
I've always loved chick music.
You like to sit around and knit and polish silverware while listening to chick music.
I don't know what Lilith Fair you were at, but that ain't what we do.
Yeah.
The point
is... Oh, right.
Is,
you also like to go to Lilith Fair and get hit on by lesbians, even though you're not a lesbian, because it's good for your ego.
I know. It's so strange. That's a whole other story. But listen, the point is...
No. I've been to a gay bar or two in my day, and if I don't get hit on, I'm very insulted by the end of the evening.
There's something about trying to get an approval from 50%
from someone that
of the
you
other,
don't
the other sex. You know what I mean? There's something about that. And
yeah.
I think that if I can get it from a guy, okay, fair enough. But from a woman, that's like almost
right.
a feather in your cap.
Because men have no standards. No offense.
You're
a fabulous chick.
Because they talk with their dick. I know.
You could be, you could put up on 200 pounds, let your mustache grow out, which I'm sure you don't have, and they'd be like, hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, Janet Robin is here, and I am so happy about this, Hannes. And Janet Robin has her fifth album coming out called Everything Has Changed. Have you heard of this, Hannes?
I haven't, but I have now. But I wonder, has everything changed? It's a provocative title.
It is provocative.
I wonder if you'll be able to get that at Amazon.com when
I'm
it comes
sure
out.
You will. I'm sure you will.
And if you do, you can go to our website, storywithypodcast.com, click on the Amazon ad, go buy it, and then we get a few shekels from Amazon.
Exactly. That's right, Hannes. Everyone's favorite place to shop is Amazon.com. And basically what happens is you click through on the Amazon.com ads on our website, storywithypodcast.com, and then every time you do that, no matter whatever you buy, we don't care what you buy, people. We don't care. But when you do that, the good folks over at Amazon throw us a few pennies.
Right, and I'm going to buy her album and a little Civil War pornography, and that'll be awesome.
The Cash Cabin. That you're talking about John Cash Carter, I believe.
Right,
there,
right. And this was, from the information I have, completed just before it was work. Johnny Cash was working on it with his son
right.
so that he could record at home. Johnny Cash was very ill at the end of his life, and I believe that was probably his...
So they built the studio on Johnny Cash's property?
Yes, they did. And I see I'm actually looking at some pictures. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous place. There's antlers on the wall. So I consider that to be very homey.
That's kind of southern. It's southern.
It's very southern. It's very southern.
Yeah.
And I wonder if this has something to do with, I know that Johnny Cash used to do concerts at the very end of his life in a little like store. There was like a general store somewhere near Nashville that he would just go and do these concerts, and people would be like, what's going on? That's Johnny Cash.
Right. So, Hannes, you like Johnny Cash,
don't
you?
I love Johnny Cash. I will not.
And what do you, because I mean, I like Johnny Cash, right? But I wouldn't say I love him. Like, I don't really own his music. But you have been a fan. You're a fan.
Well, he's one of those guys that you know, you hear about your whole life, and I'm always like, I should be listening to Johnny Cash. I should be listening. This is like 30 years. I should be listening to Johnny Cash. Finally, you know, when he's very near the end of his life, I finally start to listen to Johnny Cash and go, go, what's the matter with me?
Yeah.
Why haven't I, could this whole life I couldn't have been listening to this.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's like that with like people are like The Godfather. It's like, oh, you should see The Godfather. You know, if they wait and then they finally see it, but like, I could have been watching this every year forever.
You know what? I felt that way about the show Breaking Bad. I just caught on and it's in its fourth season and I can't get enough. I'm watching like back-to-back episodes on Netflix.
Yeah, that's on the...
I watched six yesterday.
I know.
I have a child.
I know. You're ignoring your child to watch a man cook meth.
It's so crazy,
that's
right?
Such that just couldn't be more
white
trash.
There's like a weird dichotomy about that, you know?
Well, I will say that I'm actually not that familiar with the first two seasons, but I did watch the last two.
Yeah.
And for anybody who has seen the recent season finale of season four.
Don't tell us.
Awesome.
Okay, but don't tell me.
Oh, he turns into a cockroach. Oh,
listen,
wait, no, that's
this.
A Kafka story.
Okay, but
I'm
here's
sorry.
The thing
that's
about
else.
Johnny Cash. Janet Robin, okay, now, of course, she didn't work with Johnny Cash, but she has worked with his son. So we're going to hear about that.
Yes.
And the Cash Cabin.
I know this is very exciting to me because I've been in Nashville a couple of times.
Oh, so have
and
I.
Nashville live, is a yeah. it's a it is a cool place. It
I
just
lived there
is
for
a
like
cool
a year
place.
And a half.
You lived in Nashville, right?
Yeah, for just like a year and a half when my ex husband he was a musician and we lived on Murfreesboro Road. But then everybody lives off Murfreesboro Road. I don't know why that is. And
well, there's only
the
one street. It's still a small place. There's
yes,
one long
true.
Street. And a couple of barns.
All right.
And 8,000 recording studios. Yeah, it's weird because it's like the country and it's all like homey and folksy right up until you want to get a recording studio and then everybody turns into Burt Lancaster
like,
and how to, you know,
have
that in this sweet soul success. That, by the way, a reference that three people are going to get.
Hannes, I really like when you entertain three of our audience members. That
I do
I think
enjoy
that's
that.
Very good podcasting.
Oh, it is good passing. Well, recently I mentioned Jan Murray, and you looked at me like I was insane.
I'm looking at you right that way don't. Right now, friend.
Okay, we're going to be coming from Jan Murray's house at some point.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay wherever you are, because Janet Robin is coming up.
Storyworthy is funded from listeners like you. Not you, the person next to you. Yes, that guy. But everyone should be giving, so if you want to donate, visit storyworthypodcast.com and you click on donate. It's very easy. It helps us out. Look, our cocaine does not buy itself, all right? Thank you. Back. We're out on porch now on a cash cabin. We're having some sweet tea out of mason jars.
Oh.
And we're feeling awfully southern all of a sudden.
You know, but again, when you get down to Nashville, if you're actually in the groove and you're with the people who are down the recording, they're not like that at all, obviously.
Oh, yeah. They might as well be in Beverly Hills.
Well, no, but it's not that either. But it's the best talent of every guitar player, every songwriter in the entire world. They come there. I mean, I'm just saying, it's like Hollywood. They get the most beautiful actresses
right, but
or whatever.
They talk like this and it doesn't sound, they're like,
but
you know what? I will stab you in the throat. To get your spot.
But,
you want some sweet
right.
tea? You want sweet tea?
You know, I used to be a flight attendant, and all the girls that were based in Nashville, they'd be like, how's your mama? How's your mama? I'd be like, what?
How's your
you
fucking mama?
Like
shut up.
I know. They all... Gosh. Okay. All right, you guys. I'm very, very excited. Our next guest is here. Music audiences around the world have seen and heard Janet Robin's incredible guitar work as a former featured touring member of the Lindsey Buckingham Band. Perhaps you've heard of Fleetwood Mac.
Lindsey Buckingham.
Yes.
Didn't he used to have sex with Stevie Nicks?
Also Meredith Brooks and Air Supply. Her abilities as a guitarist have garnered the admiration of many in the music industry, including Michelle Schacht, who called Robin one of the best guitarists in the country, male or female. What?
What?
These are big words.
Big words.
You know Michelle.
A big person.
You know Michelle Schacht, right?
A tiny person with a big thing. Yes, Michelle Schacht.
You know, come a long way.
She didn't used to have sex with Stevie Nicks, did she? No.
Never even left LA. I freaking love Michelle Schacht. Oh. All right. Anyway, Janet Robin, she has shared the stage recently with the likes of Monty Montgomery, Midge Ure, and Colin Hay from Men at Work. With the help of her dedicated fan base, she does have a lot of fans, Hannes. I will say that.
We do enjoy that. We do enjoy, in the best possible sense of the word, exploiting the fan base of our guests. So we're hoping that all of you will go to our page and like us and all that good stuff.
Yeah, thanks for adding that, Hannes.
Yeah, sure.
Janet has been able to raise the funds for her latest studio effort. I'm so excited about this album, Hannes. It's called Everything Has Changed. And she did it with producer John Carter Cash, like you said, Johnny Cash mm-hmm. and June Carter's son, at the Cash Cabin Studios, like you said, outside of Nashville in Henderson, Tennessee. And she has signed a European licensing and distribution deal with a German company who released Everything Changed in January 2010. Hannes, what's going on with the Europeans?
Well, apparently we found out that we have a tremendous following in Germany. I have posited the theory that people have been on the internet just sort of looking for the name Hannes because they're named Hannes or they have a friend named Hannes and they would all be Germans because no one else would be named Hannes.
So
you tell me that I'm crazy.
So you think the popularity of Storyworthy in Germany is due to the name Hannes? I'm going to be clear.
It's either that or me personally.
Uh-huh.
But since I'm not speaking German, I'm uh-huh. going with that. And if you come up with a better explanation.
Okay.
Let me just put it this way. If we're the funniest thing in Germany, well, that's pretty That's not very hard to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Janet Robbins' album, Everything Has Changed, will be released in the United States in January of 2012. And Janet Robbins, she plays, man, she is a road warrior is what she is, Hannes. She is all over the world performing live constantly. And she also has a respected, she is a respected clinician for Line 6. And she's endorsed by Taylor Guitars, Fender Guitars, and Daisy Rock Guitars. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know. So this means she gets her choice of pink guitars? Is that what it says? What is happening?
It doesn't mean that she teaches guitar.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can find her at janetrobin.com. So please, wherever you are, put your hands together for Janet Robin.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm a working singer-songwriter musician, meaning I tour all over, here in the U.S. and Europe. I record CDs and write songs. I've also been lucky enough to have some great gigs as a guitar player for several amazing artists such as Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac, Air Supply, Michelle Schacht, and Meredith Brooks. And I'm very grateful for my time spent as a side woman guitarist in their bands. I also have been releasing my own CDs for almost 10 years now, mostly on my own homegrown label, Little Sister Records. For my recent fifth CD, I had a collection of songs ready to go. I just wanted to do something different this time, maybe record outside of LA in a different environment. I didn't know what I was going to do, and I had nothing planned. I figured if I just believed strong enough, the universe would provide. Then came Christmas 2009. I was invited to a friend's house in the snowy mountains of Colorado for Christmas Eve and a movie marathon weekend. What could be better than that? Movies, snow, Christmas, lots of eggnog. One of the movies we watched was Walk the Line, the biopic about Johnny Cash. I'd seen it before a long time ago, but this time it had more meaning and impact for me. I was never really a huge Cash fan. Of course, I have total respect for him, but I grew up listening to Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, Bowie, Heart, AC/DC, and bands of that nature. However, this time his story really resonated with me. Johnny Cash was an original and didn't let anyone change or manipulate his sound. He stuck to his instincts and showed his heart in every song. It doesn't matter what genre it is, a good song is a good song. I was also very interested in his ongoing heartbreaking love story with June Carter. After struggling against society and nonconforming, they finally were able to be together. I was really curious to know if they ever had any children as a couple. They each had children from previous marriages, but I wasn't sure if they had any together. So I did what most people might do. I looked it up on Google. It was Christmas Eve with the snow falling outside. Not quite romantic, but at least I was on a mission. I found out that they actually had one son together. His name is John Carter Cash. He was a record producer in Nashville around my age now, which you can always look up on Wikipedia if you're interested. There was a video posted on YouTube from an interview he did. He spoke about growing up in country music royalty and his exposure to all that music and some amazing musicians. He also said that he was really into Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, and other similar bands while growing up. And he had spent a lot of time in the 80s on LA's famed Sunset Strip where all the hair bands of the day were playing. Then he brought up where he is now musically and what projects he likes to produce and artists he wants to work with at his dad's famous studio, Cash Cabin, which is now used as a private recording studio for hand-picked projects. He mentioned being really into singer-songwriters now and acoustic music, but still loving his past association with country and hard rock. He spoke so genuinely, I was really intrigued by him, and I thought, this is a guy to produce my next record. The trouble was, how do I get in touch with him? Back in 2009, MySpace was still making an impact and a great research tool. I looked up Cash Cabin, and there it was listed, Hendersonville, Tennessee. I thought, okay, I'm going to send him a message through MySpace. It's a long shot, but who knows, maybe someone will get back to me. I spent about an hour writing and rewriting that message to him Christmas Eve. I pressed send with all my might and hoped the elves of MySpace might bring me my Christmas present. 2 weeks later, and still no response. Then, one day, I got my answer. John personally had responded. He liked what he heard on my page and what I was looking for in a producer and wanted to work with me on my project. I was super excited. He also gave me his personal cell phone and email and wanted to talk more about it. Santa and the elves came through. I'm Jewish, so I don't know if that works for me. But
somebody.
Yeah. Well, if you ask the universe for things and take some steps towards it, it will provide. Sending it out on Christmas Eve didn't hurt either. I'm sure Santa was reading it. He just got logged up delivering. So almost a year goes by with many communications between John and me. We talk quite a bit about my songs, which ones to record, and plans for the session. Then came the budget and how much all of this would cost. In the eyes of the record business, it really wasn't a lot of money for a pro recording, but for an indie artist like me, I just didn't know how I was going to get that money. And finally, he was able to slash the budget and bring it down to $10,000. Wow, I thought, a sigh of relief. But still, short of selling my car, I didn't have that kind of money. Then the universe came to help again. I was somewhere online reading about musician Jill Sobule, a modestly successful singer-songwriter, and her plans to release her next record, which included raising the funding from her fans to the tune of $75,000. I couldn't believe it. I thought, well, if she can do it, I can do it too. I'd been building my mailing list and MySpace fans over many years, and I figured since there aren't really any more record labels out there willing to take a chance, maybe my true fans will. I spent a day writing an email out to fans on my mailing list. I told them all about the story regarding John Carter Cash, his history, working at Cash Cabin, and a little bit about my new songs. And I thought in exchange for donating to my recording fund, I would offer a signed CD. And for people who donated over $1,000, I offered a house concert I could play for their guests if they so chose. Of course, this was just at the beginning of the economic crisis we're currently in. So I was a bit concerned, but I figured I don't have anything to lose. And I can be honest and forthright about what I'm looking to do. Within the same day of sending out that letter to my email list, I got $3,000 in donations. I started to call everyone angel sponsors because that's what they were. I set up a donation link to a fund on PayPal, and little by little, the money started coming in, along with the most supportive email messages from fans that I haven't heard from in years. Also, donations from far away, such as Germany
and
the Czech Republic, where I had toured previously. I couldn't believe it. People were actually donating this money and really believed in my music. Sometimes it actually brought me to tears. I raised the money in about 2 months, and by February, I was at Cash Cabin recording with John Carter Cash, surrounded by his mom and dad's personal pictures, instruments, and memorabilia. Along with some amazing musicians and the special vibe we all created, it was one of the most magical recording sessions I ever did. A month later, I printed up about 1,000 CDs to sell at my shows and, of course, send back to the angel sponsors. I didn't officially release it on iTunes or any digital sites at the time. I was hoping that perhaps a label or maybe a distribution deal might come my way. And that's exactly what happened, except it wasn't for the U.S., but for Europe. Sometimes you get what you want, but maybe not exactly. Close, though. A small boutique label out of Hamburg, Germany, heard the record on my website. They offered me a distribution deal along with a touring contract in Europe. And they had such great artists like Joan Armatrady and Colin Hay, Midge, Mick Fleetwood, and so on. So anyway, one catch, though. I only had recorded 8 songs, and they wanted the record to be 10 songs. So they asked me to record 2 more. Oh, no, what am I going to do? I didn't want to record somewhere else because I wanted the recording to have continuity in sound and in vibe. So I had to go back to my loyal fans and raise another $4,000 so I could record the additional tracks. It was the only way. How many times can you ask for money? Well, I did again, and they came through for me. In 1 month, I had the $4,000 needed to do the additional 2 songs. Stunned and amazed, I was able to go back to complete the record at Cash Cabin and work with John again. This time, we videotaped the whole process, and that ended up as bonus video footage on the CD. Since finishing the record, I've been steadily returning to Europe and enjoying my shows over there and building a strong fan base. Now it's come time to release the record here in the States for real this time, online and at my shows. I'm gearing up for that in January 2012. But again, there's no point in releasing something without a little juice behind it. I'm back to the donation phase for a radio and press campaign for the USA release. I'm trying for another $10,000, and I'm up to $3,200 at this point. Grateful for my amazing angel sponsors again. I can't say it's easy to ask people for money, but if you are genuine in heart and soul and you work hard at your craft and follow through with your plans and goals, the universe will provide, and you can be assured of the people that really want to help you succeed. Your angels, as I call them. And by the way, my record is called Everything Has Changed.
Oh.
Well.
I just love this story. You know why? Because you took us through sort of what it takes to make a record anymore. I mean, you got lucky on one respect, you know, getting through to John Cash on the MySpace.
Right.
But you still had to come up with money.
I did.
And you still have to have the talent for him to even look twice to begin with.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's this like... thing of where you have to be prepared, yep, and you have to have the opportunity, then you have to be lucky.
Well, that's what I call luck. Preparation meets opportunity.
Yeah, when
yes,
it comes
that's
together.
What they say.
Yeah, and it comes together.
No, I
together.
Believe that.
That's why I think he answered me. It wasn't luck or anything.
He really dug your music.
Yeah, he went and listened to it. You know.
When you got the $10,000 together and you flew down to Nashville, was that the first time you met him?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he had never seen you live.
No, he'd never seen me live, and he'd just been listening to my demos at that point.
Wow.
So, and I remember the night before calling him and sort of freaking out, like, okay, I know you're you know, part of the Cash family and everything, but I have $10,000 of my fans' personal money
right
on the line here. And I'm like, who is in the studio with me? Who are these musicians? Who's the engineer? You know, I started like kind
that
of,
is so important.
Right,
that's
right.
Kind
that's
of wonderful.
Like, you know, asking him these important questions. He's like, don't worry, Janet. We've got it all under control.
Would you like sweet tea?
No, but you know what? Nice, honest. But
by the way, I'd like to point out it only costs $1,000 to come on Storyworthy.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So if you can raise $1,000, so we need $500 in cash each. But go ahead.
It's very interesting, though, that he, I mean, I think that he would look at you like, look, she's a smart businesswoman as well. I mean, I would respect that you ask those questions.
Yeah, no, he.
Because you have to say, dude, this is $10,000 cash.
You know,
so it's hard to.
$10,000 is not very much money.
Well,
at all.
To these people, but
no,
to
no,
the
no,
rest
no,
of
no,
us.
It's not a lot to record.
No, he gave me a very good deal. I think he only takes projects that he feels connected to.
But yeah, well, that says so much about you.
And still, of course, it was my fans' money writing on this project.
Right,
and
exactly.
I just want to make sure I'm going to get
it.
Good.
Right.
So
funny.
He could have been an a-hole and said,
yeah,
hey, listen, I'm opening the door for only $10,000.
Right.
You don't get to ask any questions.
Yeah,
but he didn't do that.
No, he's so down to earth.
By the way, did you
that's
show him this
really
picture?
Cool.
I'm on your website. This is my favorite
promo. You know what?
Yeah,
actually,
she's leaning forward. Okay. She's dynamic.
That's from a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Hannes is talking. He's looking at online at some of Janet's pictures. But you know, it's interesting that you should bring that up, Hannes, because I've been following you forever. And some of the very first promo pictures you had of yourself were like these really pretty shots of a pretty girl, and that was that. Is that true?
I don't know. I mean, they usually had my guitar in the shot.
Yeah, but at first they were kind of like really just nice pictures. But then as you got tighter and tighter in terms of like your act and who you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I think it got
going
more
out
defined.
Into the world. Yeah, it got more, defined. So now you see it and it's like, oh, there's Janet Robin.
Yeah. Well,
okay, you know when you think of Bruce Springsteen born in the USA.
Yeah.
That says so much about everything. About that picture.
Yeah. When he started, there were pictures of him in knit caps.
No,
and you're
I don't
like,
know about
no, no,
that.
No, I'm saying it takes a while to define
right.
your look
so
as well
yeah.
as your sound.
No, but
that's
it is a confidence thing and how you want to be.
Because now your persona is what I always saw in you. Like, I mean, even like way back at that stupid coffee shop, I always thought like,
stage left.
She's like Melissa Etheridge.
Wow.
I thought that. Well, because your guitar is so powerful.
Thank you.
You make the guitar sound like an orchestra.
Oh, thank you.
But I mean, there's so much music behind it. Do you play the 12 string as well?
I do. I do. I play a lot of different kinds of stringed instruments.
And the 12 string guitar, is it a bitch to tune? Or
It is a bit.
I've heard that over and over again.
Depending on the guitar you have. But
is it the same 6 strings doubled over? Or
it's the first 4 are octaves and the last 2 are doubles.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So it's E-A-D-G.
Oh, I knew that.
It's an E-A-D-G and those are octaves. And then the B and the E are
doubled.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
It's a great sound. one.
Oh my God. I love a 12 string.
I have two. I have an acoustic one and I have a Rickenbacker 12 string like the Beatles.
That must
used.
Be
I even
an
know
old
Rickenbacker.
Guitar.
I know what that
that's
is.
That's a white guitar.
Hey, you know
isn't
what that, you know
red.
Where that's from?
Yeah.
Germany. That's right.
It is.
You see how this whole thing, by the way, Deutschland über alles. If it wasn't
Prost.
For Germany, both she and we would be out of business.
Okay, let me ask you this. When do you feel like you really found your voice? We were just talking about that. But when do you feel like what year? Like, okay, because not like in it, was it in through the door? I can't remember.
Oh, open the door and then Out From Under, and then
like, I loved Open the Door so much.
But, well, thanks. That was a kind of an experimental first recording.
Well,
I
that think Formosa the, Cafe is on it, isn't it?
That's true.
Oh, God,
yeah,
I love
about
that song.
A local bar I used to hang out at. No, I think the recording that you were playing when I walked in here after the flood.
Yeah, that's the, from after the flood. Beautiful
I think
freak.
I started getting. More,
okay. Yeah,
you know, more
we're gonna
defined.
Put in some Beautiful Freak right here, Jorge. I'll mail it to you. But that song is
wait,
so
I'll sing it.
Beautiful.
Beautiful Freak. Oh, is that a different song?
Well, and that's funny. You should sing now, Hannes, because we're gonna have Janet Robbins sing a song for
yes,
us. And I just want to throw out that we've never done this before,
except really? For when I sang On Wisconsin. When Wisconsin was in the Rose Bowl last year.
The Rose
and
Bowl.
And crazily enough, hey, Janet, Hannes, I didn't get a recording contract either.
Hannes, you said Rose Bowl. Haha.
What? Yeah, Rose Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
No, Wisconsin's a California. No.
Oh, gosh.
But I sang it. Oh, you're right. But it's the college football
give,
song, but I sang it because the Packers were in the Super Bowl. You're right.
Give Janet just the first four words. Just sing it. First four words. Go ahead.
On Wisconsin.
Okay,
charge
okay.
right through that line.
Okay,
rah,
we
rah,
got
rah.
It. We
nah,
got it.
Da, 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 da. I can't stop now. My knee's twitching.
And here's what's also interesting about Everything Has Changed.
You could do background vocals.
Because here's what's interesting to me. You're
I
in
need
this
a Rickenbach.
Good
sorry,
one,
give me a proper, get me a proper mic for my
Rickenbach guitar. Here's what's interesting to me. You're in a ski cabin or a cabin in Colorado.
Yes.
And you watch Walk the Line.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful movie.
I'd say I'd seen it before, but the second time around, it made it.
Joaquin Phoenix, Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Beautiful movie.
Great.
Wonderful. And yeah. So that's what first got you thinking about the Cashes. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, and my friend I was watching with, she was like, why don't you cover a Johnny Cash song? And I was like, I only know, you know, like
right.
Rock the
what's funny you
I
say
mean,
because you were more interested
I was into
in
the rock,
rock
and hard
but you
rock.
Know what? Like his last albums, of which I have a couple, the more yeah. in the last 10 years of his life with what's his name, Rick Rubin,
yeah.
the famous producer,
yeah, yeah,
were covers of mostly rock songs.
They were of and, Nine Inch Nails songs. And,
yeah, Nine Inch Nails, yeah. Hurt, and what's the one where it's Jesus? What's the one with Jesus?
Depeche Mode.
My own personal
yeah,
Jesus.
Depeche Mode.
Yeah,
he's
I love
saying
that.
My own personal Jesus, and it sounds like a great song, whereas Depeche Mode no, is a I, load of
you know,
shit.
I get a feeling from when I was with John that I would have really got along with his dad.
Oh, that's
you know?
Neat.
Because I could just tell. Cause
yeah.
I'm
does,
sure.
Does John wear black by any chance?
No,
or is that just,
no, no, no. I want you to show. Here's a photo for you with John.
Right.
He does look in the face like Johnny Cash, but he's wearing denim shorts.
Right.
Wow.
Which is awesome. If
wow.
Johnny Cash had ever worn shorts, which I'll bet he never did in his whole life.
Right, no.
This is what he would have looked like.
No. Wait, where'd you pull that up, Hannes?
This is her website.
Oh, JanetRobbin.com. You have a
Janet
wonderful website.
It's a really good website. It really is.
I built it myself.
Did you really? And what did you use for that?
RockandRollDesigns.com.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Listen, here's what, before we start your song, I want to ask you this. You do have a huge fan base, and I think that's wonderful. Congratulations on that. Let me ask you this.
I don't know how huge it is, but they're very loyal.
Well, they're very loyal. Yeah, now, do you get excited or
Germans
do you...
Germans are very loyal. Save on
and, the,
leave
and the Czech Republic.
Do
yeah,
you
Czech,
get excited or do you dread touring?
Well, I've been doing it a lot the last couple of years. So I think, you know, the night before I start to get a little like, oh, I'm going to be gone a month and, you know, I'm going to get homesick and, you know, get that feeling again. But once I'm on the road and I'm playing,
there's nothing like
that feeling
it.
Goes away.
Yeah. Do you yeah. fly first class?
No, but I do. This is a good plug for British Airways because I fly on British Airways every uh-huh. time. And the reason I fly with them is they let me carry my guitar
oh, that's
on board.
Wonderful, right?
And not only do they let me do that, they let me board first.
Oh, that's
with
wonderful.
All the first class people.
And put it in the wardrobe closet.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And it's...
You know,
great.
I was a flight attendant
wow.
for a long time, and a lot of the flight attendants would make them check guitars, but I never did. I always said, I will take that from you.
Thank you.
And I always put it in the wardrobe closet.
Yeah.
And you know what else we put in the wardrobe closet, just for your information? Live donor parts.
Oh,
like
yeah.
eyes, kidneys, that sort of thing. It would say, like, left kidney.
Right.
And we would joke around, like, scratch it out and put it right. I mean,
oh. Did any of the flight attendants ever join the Mile High Club inside the
Wardrobe closet?
No,
absolutely not. Absolutely not. Let me ask you this. If you were to see somebody at the Hollywood Bowl, who would you pay to see there?
Dead or alive?
No, alive. Like, in other words, do you go see bands like Coldplay, Radiohead? I mean, I love those bands. Do you go see those, or that's not in
No,
your...
I saw Coldplay, yeah. I'm trying to think, you know, because I've seen everybody, but who would I want specifically?
Yeah, like, who do you want to go pay?
Even if I've already seen them somewhere else? Probably like Bruce Springsteen or U2.
A big show, Radiohead.
I like Radiohead, but
yeah,
I'd say one of those guys or
more of like a concert. You like a concert show like U2 is so smart and produced and
yeah,
amazing.
But then again, seeing somebody like Joni Mitchell there would be amazing.
Right.
I just point out one of the most amazing combos I ever saw at the Greek Theater? Michael McDonald opening for James Brown.
Oh, wow.
That was a night that went from one end of the spectrum to the other, like the nerdiest white man in the world. Like,
you know who else I saw?
Get down!
At the Greek, Lucinda Williams. She was amazing up there. Forget about it. Oh, my gosh.
She's amazing. You know,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
One of the best concerts I've ever seen, and I totally didn't expect it. I was forced to go to it. Glenn Campbell at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, he's a great guitar player.
Freaking amazing.
Because he's
concerts.
Written so many things, right?
Yeah, it's just that, but I didn't expect him to be such a performer.
Interesting.
I did not. It was really very surprising.
It was a show.
He personally was just so good.
Do you have a dream of anywhere specific you'd like to play?
A venue. Oh, yes. Of course, the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
But second to that would be the Royal Albert Music Hall.
In London.
Yes, very nice.
And what about the Greek? Have you played the Greek?
Did I play the Greek? No, I haven't played the
Greek.
That
would be another amazing one, right?
Play the Greek. No, I didn't play the Greek, but I played lots of other places like that when I was out with Meredith Brooks. And
do you like playing the outdoor bowl areas, or is that too distracting or too much going on?
I personally like the theaters, like I played the Wiltern and, you know, places like, I like those kinds of theaters. Those
indoor, where it's more controlled and the sound is better.
Have you ever played at the Marcus Amphitheater at Summerfest in Milwaukee?
I did play at Summerfest.
I knew it.
I did, but that was with Lindsey Buckingham, and that is a crazy festival.
It's an awesome festival, isn't it?
Midwest and beer. It's like Germany and beer. They go together.
Yeah. And, but there's like six stages, and so
like
you
NASCAR,
go from Lindsey Buckingham,
bands.
And you go down and see Lionel Hampton. No, I saw Lionel Hampton there, and it's like just crazy. You just wander around with a plastic cup of beer in your hand and go from great musician to great musician.
It's similar to the festivals in Europe, and I have a feeling I do well. My personal music does well, and my shows does well in Europe, because when you play a festival in Europe, it's similar. Like, they have one stage, on one stage, they will have maybe a classical band, and then next will be like a metal band.
Wow.
And then after that will be a country band.
I love that.
And everybody stays and watches the whole thing.
I love that.
Because they pay to get in.
So it's almost like an exhibit of music, of all music.
It's
not just a rock festival.
It's not so categorized.
All right, you guys, stick around. We're going to take a real short break, and Janet Robbins coming right back to play a tune from her new album, Everything Has Changed.
This is called Clean Getaway.
Thought you'd be the one to get out of this alive, but even you can't keep the world from turning. You'd found the words to get you to the other side, to set you free and leave no bridges burning. I know how hard you're trying, but there's nothing you can say to keep me from crying. No such thing as a clean getaway. You've been cooking up a Houdini of a plan to break the chains and keep yourself from drowning. Well, it's one thing to escape, but get me to understand. Now that's what really would have been astounding. I know how hard you're trying, but there's nothing you can say to keep me from crying. such thing as a clean getaway. You're so bent on tidiness, you can see you're making such a mess. Ooh, such a mess. Trying, but there's nothing you can say to keep me from crying. No such thing as a clean getaway. There's nothing you can say to keep me from crying. No such thing as a clean getaway. Yeah, no such thing as a clean getaway. No such thing. I said no such thing. No such thing as a clean getaway.
Ladies and gentlemen, Janet Robin, that was amazing. You know, I met Janet like 12 years ago, right? And I was a stupid beginning stand-up comedian, and she's, you know, starting her...
I was just starting out.
Her rock and roll career, right? Yeah. And like, we had a connection, and here you are, you know, all these years later.
You can barely see her hands
you
when she plays. She's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, your hands move so fast. You command the guitar.
Oh, thank you.
It's like you're Melissa Etheridge on Brave and Crazy.
Oh, I mean,
truly, there's really strong...
That's quite a compliment.
Your music
you.
Really touches a lot of people, and we can't thank you enough for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
You are the real deal, Janet Robin. Truly, I can say that firsthand. You're the real deal. Thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure.
And
thanks
on behalf of Janet Robin, our storyteller and our musician today, and of course, Jorge Reyes, our sound engineer, and of course, John Thomas Griffith, who wrote our theme song, Follow Me, and Hannes Finney, my dear co-host. My name is...
I have to go wash my hands.
My name is Christine Blackburn, saying, make it a story-worthy week. And you can follow me, follow me. I'll take you down to the river. Follow me, follow me. I'll keep you satisfied.
Thanks for joining us on the Story-Worthy Podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. If you have a five-minute story that is worthy, send us an email at info@storyworthypodcast.com, and you may be on the next Story Worthy. Subscribe to Story Worthy on iTunes and visit the Story Worthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it. on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.